Randy, and I will be your host for this episode of Infotainment. I will be your round mound of podcast sound, pound for pound, the best podcast around.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this episode of Infotainment. Remember a couple podcasts ago, I did a show called Old People Fights. It's where older people kind of lose their brain filter on what they say because they're not beholden to be nice to anybody anymore. Help to of their career, or they got enough money. Well, I got it again on the Rolling Stones. I don't know what they did, but did a story that Paul McCartney called the Rolling Stones. What did he say? They are a blues cover band. Now it's Roger Daltrey getting into the mix against the Stones. Prefaces it with Mick Jagger is the ultimate showman, front guy for a band. But he goes, as a band, if you were to hear them outside a pub, you just call them a mediocre band. But I'm sure Mick will come back with something on their last few tour dates. Well, I do have the story. Why don't I just read it? I forgot about that. For some odd reason, the Rolling Stones have found themselves in the crosshairs of their peers. It's especially confusing since the Stones haven't really done anything of notable controversy lately. Yet there we are with a Royal Rumble amongst the titans of rock, and we are absolutely here for the entertainment. Before we get into the latest news, we have to backtrack a bit. In October, Paul McCartney gave an interview in the New Yorker where he ripped the Rolling Stones. I'm not sure I should say it, McCartney said, but they are a blues cover band. That's sort of what the Stones are. A few days later, Mick Jagger responded to McCartney's remarks during a concert in Los Angeles as he rattled off a list of celebrities that were in attendance. There are so many celebrities here tonight, Mick told the crowd at SoFi Stadium. Megan Fox is here. She's lovely. Leonardo DiCaprio, Lady Gaga, Kirk Douglas. Paul McCartney is here. He's going to help us. He's going to join us in a blues cover later. The Who frontman, now Roger Daltrey, he also took part in an interview, kind of ripping the Stones, but with the Coda Collection, and was asked for his thoughts on McCartney's comments about the Stones. Daltrey prefaced his thoughts by extolling the greatness of Mick Jagger, which means you know the comments that follow are going to be extra spicy. You cannot take away the fact that Mick Jagger is still the number one rock and roll showman up front, Daltrey said. You're not too bad in that area either, Roger. But as a band, if you were outside a pub and you heard that music coming out of a pub some night, you'd think, well, that's a mediocre pub band, Daltrey added before clarifying, no disrespect. That's the good stuff. The Rolling Stones have yet to respond. Well, they currently have 3 shows left on their No Filter tour, meaning there's ample time to get their comments in. It's just funny to hear these old rock stars backbiting each other. I think I would go next to Pete Townsend to get his response. His, I'm sure, would be the best. Well, I'm sort of losing my filter in some ways. I did some video work for a person who agreed to pay me $50 at the time. This was years ago, and with the interest today, probably would add up to be about $3,000 he'd owe me. But he still, at the time, paid me $20, But when I asked for the other 30, he kind of said, well, you shouldn't have asked me here. I don't even remember where I asked him or whatever, but that doesn't mean you didn't still owe it, Kevin. But I'm sure with his cushy job, his dad probably got him or something. I don't know what the deal was there, but you still owe the money, even though it's been a long time. And I still remember it. A lot of people have short memories on things. But I did computer graphics on the Commodore Amiga, as a matter of fact, and put them to videotape. And it was a penguin design. It was for TaylorMade, a video thing he was doing at the time. So I don't know why people don't want to pay up their debts, but oh well, that's the way it goes. But there you can hear some of the backbiting of the old rockers. I remember I worked hard on that TaylorMade project for Kevin, and even our friend Scott said it was good work, and I should have been paid the money. No matter what you did with the TaylorMade idea, you agreed to pay that at the time. I still think you should pay up. Of course, today I would ask for $3,000, figuring in interest. I'm sure you've forgotten about this, but let me remind your conscience of a debt you still owe, and you can easily take care of it by PayPaling me at randyms12 @gmail.com. I don't forget things like that. He may hear this, he may not, but left enough clues that he should remember that. If you feel like you've been wronged by somebody, don't keep it buried down deep. Get it off your chest and hash it out with those people. I think in the long run, you will feel better about it, no matter how many years have passed. Well, enough about that. Let's get back to the Titans of Rock. Maybe Paul McCartney, Roger Daltrey, and Mick Jagger should go on the Jerry Springer Show to hash out their issues. And maybe Pete Townsend coming out and trashing a guitar in front of Mick. I wonder if John Lennon were alive today, if he would throw his 2 cents worth in on this. One last thing I would like to say about the Titans of Rock and Roll is that I know Pete Townsend would have something great to say, because in one interview he said all the groupies wanted to frick the drummer and the lead singer because they knew that they would last longer. Now, for something completely different, I have a story here involving a Nazi impersonators.
Uh-oh, we got a moron here.
Well, in this case, morons. Nazi costumes were a Colombian Police Academy's idea of cultural exchange. Images of the event, including an Adolf Hitler impersonator, went viral, and the police academy's director was quickly fired. Police Academy in Colombia is under fire after participants in a school event dressed up as Nazis, sporting swastikas, one of them impersonating Hitler with his tiny stupid mustache and all. The photos of the so-called cultural exchange event quickly went viral Thursday after being posted by the official Columbia National Police account on Facebook. According to screenshots saved by local media, the event drew national and international disdain, and the post has since been deleted. Colombian President Ivan Duque weighed in on Twitter early Friday morning and said that any apology for Nazism is unacceptable. I condemn any manifestation that makes us use or reference to symbols alluding those who were responsible for the Jewish Holocaust that took the lives of more than 6 million people. Anti-Semitism has no place in the world, he continued. The event took place at the Simon Bolivar Police Academy in Valle del... Department of Columbia, but about 2 hours from the major city of Cali. The original Colombian National Police post on Facebook said that we are carrying out Internationalization Week with the invited country, Germany. With these cultural exchanges, we strengthen the knowledge of our police students. The post also included a hashtag in Spanish that says, "It's an honor to be a police officer." It's unclear if any German nationals were actually at the event.
Uh-oh.
Well, let's move away from the Nazis. Since I have a lot of listeners from the UK, I thought I would include this story. It says we need to make the UK safer for transgender people, Labour says. The UK Labour Party is calling on the government to urgently introduce legislation that would lead to tougher penalties for people who commit hate crimes based on someone's sexuality, transgender identity, or disability. The UK's Labour Party wants to send a strong message to transphobes and homophobes by increasing sentences for anti-LGBTQ hate attacks. Do we need the Q when there's a G there? I don't know. Do we need a bunch of T's for transphobes and homophobes? I bet in a few years we'll probably have bathrooms for about half the alphabet. What about furries, the people that like to dress up in furry costumes? What else could we add? A lot of stuff. Labour is calling for what it says is a relatively simple change in the law that would lead to tougher penalties for those who commit hate crimes because of someone's sexuality, identity or disability. Speaking exclusively ahead of Transgender Day of Remembrance on Saturday, the 20th of November, Labour Shadow Woman and Equalities Secretary Annalise Dodds called the proposal a step in the right direction for trans people. Hate crimes are horrendous crimes. They're crimes that deeply impact on people, and we need to see sentencing that reflects that. So we're calling on the government to get a move on, basically to actually sort this out, she said. Under existing UK law, a hate crime refers to criminal offense where the victim is targeted on the basis of one or more
protected characteristics, race, religion, sexual orientation, disability, and transgender identity. Crimes are currently termed aggravated offenses, are more serious versions of existing criminal offenses, including assault, harassment, and criminal damage. What about social media trolling, like Twitter or Instagram? If an offense is recorded by police as an aggravated offense, it can carry a higher penalty. At the moment, only hate crimes motivated by race and religion are classified as aggravated offenses, meaning that only two of the UK's five protective characteristics can attract longer sentences. This is an aspect of the UK law that Labour is proposing to urgently change. There's a very, very strong need for action, Dodds told Vice World. We really need to see hate crimes against trans people actually being treated as aggravated offenses. Yeah, I can see the placards above what bathroom this is for. Transgender, where you have something with a male first and then and it's an arrow pointing to a woman with boobs and hoo-ha. What about the transvestites and the ones that are transgendering, but they're half and half? Boobs, but no, but still a peni. I don't know. Got a lot. Make a lot of bathroom changes there.
Initiating shutdown sequence.
If you would like to make a contribution to infotainment to help me out a bit, you can do so at randyms12@gmail.com via PayPal.
Evacuation order acknowledged.
I'm too sexy for my shirt. Too sexy for my shirt. So sexy it hurts.
Keep it real, homies.